Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
It is almost Hanukkah time, the Jewish Festival of Lights, and Milwaukee's annual musical homage to the season, Latkes Kon Salsa, is back this year. It's a live concert series that melds Hanukkah favorites with Latin rhythms like bomba, salsa, and merengue. WUWM's Mayan Silver brings us this story.
The Latin-Jewish music connection has been strong over the decades. Whether that's beloved Cuban singer Celia Cruz recording Hava Nagila, or Larry Harlow, a renowned Jewish pianist known for salsa recordings. It's a connection that's really struck Milwaukee musician Mitch Shiner.
Like, one of my favorite styles of music is Latin jazz, and that's really a fusion of many different styles all at once. And being more than somewhat interested in my own cultural identity, I wanted to figure out a way to make a fusion of the two things that I really enjoy, which is traditional Jewish tunes and the amazing rhythms that come from the Caribbean and South America.
Matzah Ball Merengue is one of the songs on Shiner's album Latkes Kon Salsa. It's his reworked version of another song that was popular in 1959 when the Irving Fields Trio released their mix of Latin and Jewish music, bagels and bongos.
You know, a lot of this music was played for big dance halls in the Catskill Mountains of New York, where a lot of Jewish people would go, and they loved dancing to salsa bands.
He says these musical traditions share a similar element, the harmonic minor.
I have a melodica with me so I can play it for you. It sounds like this. And that kind of sound is shared between music of Spanish and Middle Eastern origin and in Jewish music too. So I think there's a simpatico there where I think Jewish people would hear those harmonies and go, oh yeah, like something in me, I recognize that.
Shiner plays both the vibes and drums. His Latkes Kon Salsa project is not only an album, but also a live concert series in Milwaukee this winter. One of the songs is a medley. It combines a 1981 hit from the Puerto Rican supergroup Bata Cumbele called Se Le Ve, or You Can See It, with a Jewish kids song about the top you spin on Hanukkah called I Have a Little Dreidel.
Hey, I've a dreidel made of clay. When I try it, many dreidel I shall play.
And it's very catchy, but yeah, after you've been hearing this song for I don't know how many years, you're like, okay, enough already. So finally I said, you know, this song needs a little help.
So Shiner adapted the lyrics to Celeve's melody, which he says has a spinning quality like a dreidel. He got help translating the English to Spanish from Joey Sanchez, a bass player on the project.
When you say, yo tengo un dreidelito?
Yeah, yo tengo un dreidelito, de barro lo formé.
Yeah, I made it out of, how do you say that?
It's clay, right?
Yeah.
cuando este seco y listo.
When it's dry and ready.
El dreidel jugaré.
I will play with it. I'll play it.
I'll play dreidel, yeah. Right. I'll be ready to play dreidel, yeah.
Sanchez is from Puerto Rico, and he got some laughs out of Shiner's reinterpretation of the original Se Le Ve.
When I heard that, I was like, Mitch is crazy. But this is what I say most of the time. I'm telling you.
Yo tengo dreidelito para nunca.
As a bass player in this project, this music that I feel like I've been playing before, but when he add them, these melodies to this bass that we're creating, it's magical.
then there's Mi Amalel, a more niche Hanukkah song. It's typically sung as a round.
That one's a little bit more on the traditional side. It has a little, the text is more serious. The text says, who can retell the things that befell us? And it talks about pretty much all of the different groups who tried to attack and destroy the Jews throughout history.
The story details how the Jews rose up against Greek invaders in ancient times in what's known as the Maccabean Revolt. The Maccabee warriors were able to reclaim the Jewish temple the Greeks had seized. During their rededication of the temple, the Maccabees lit the menorah and, according to legend, witnessed a miracle, since they only had enough oil for one night, but the oil lasted for 8 days until they could get more. Shiner wanted to honor this in the music.
Yeah, so this one has the propulsive rhythm of bombacica from Puerto Rico, and that is really centered on the boom ta ka da boom ta ka da boom ta ka da boom ta ka da boom ta ka da, that going on underneath it. It kind of has a march-like quality. I thought it was important, a good match for talking about the Maccabees, you know, the song about them going and marching, you know.
Sanchez say they love this musical tradition they've created to honor Hanukkah just as much as they love a mix of latkes and salsa.
I mean, really, what? It's a hash brown. It's papas fritas, right?
Yeah, it's papas fritas. You can put ketchup on it or salsa from the tacos.
Right. I mean, what is... It can't be bad. Fried potatoes with any kind of sauce, like, can't be bad.
Move over sour cream and applesauce. There's a new Hanukkah tradition in the works. To eat... and to listen to.
That was WUWM's Mayan Silver speaking with musicians Mitch Shiner and Joey Sanchez. You can see Latkes con Salsa, the 2024 edition, at Best Place at the Pabst Brewery this weekend. You can find more information at WUWM.com.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.